Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 28th of November, and a very warm welcome to day 28 of my Napop Promo Project for 2018. I have another guest today. I'm very proud to welcome Al to the show. Hi, Al.
Hi there. How's it going?
Yeah, really good, thanks. What about your good self?
Yeah, it's good. Thank you.
Good. So Al has been doing the Napop Promo Project alongside myself and a few others. And like I did with Jonathan a couple of days ago, I really just want to get some idea for somebody who has been a podcaster for quite some time and has approached the commitment of trying to do a kind of a close project like Napod Pomo, how it's worked for you and how it's fit around your schedule. So Al, kind of over to you. How have you found this project so far?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a challenge for me because I haven't actually managed to get one out every day. But I did say at the start I wasn't going to plan trying to. It's actually gone a lot better than what I thought it was going to go, because when I first heard you talk about it back in maybe even September, October time, I kind of got it in my head that you'd like have to produce an hour long podcast a day kind of thing. But it wasn't until you kind of sort of like said you'd only have to do kind of 10 minutes. And it's quite nice because I came up with a kind of list of all the things I wanted to do. But it's kind of nice to just have it 10 minutes because you can kind of just do what's on your mind that day or something what someone else has mentioned on their podcast. I found it a lot easier as it goes along that you kind of get into the rhythm of actually producing it and getting a workflow of getting it out. And it's not actually that much of a hassle once you've kind of get the workflow sorted.
So how long is it taking you from the moment that you press stop on your recorder to actually getting the show published?
I would say about 20 minutes, I'd say, because I like to listen to it. Once I've done a podcast, I always like to listen to it to make sure the audio quality is good and edit any little bits out I don't like. Time I put the end, so put the little intro and outro on and then upload it to a phonic, and then, process it. Then while it's doing that, because I didn't realise you could put presets in Orphonic as well. So that saves a bit of time. So it puts the logo on the image of it, and then it can put the everything else in it. And then while that's doing that, I start then creating the podcast post in the WordPress. And then download it. So timing and then editing it and just making sure it sounds okay. So it takes about up to like 30 minutes. So I normally do it later in the day. Kind of, you normally do it in the morning, which is really good because it's kind of, you're part of my morning routine at the moment. So I don't know what I'm going to do when it comes to the end of November. It's going to really muck my routine up kind of thing, waiting to listen to your first podcast in the morning.
Well, as I've already hinted in a previous show, I am looking to continue the idea of a solo podcast. So that may not necessarily go away. It certainly won't be daily, won't be every day. So, don't get used to it. I'm really pleased in terms of the workflow, because I asked the same question of Jonathan when I spoke to him. And he said that he actually managed to get his workflow so tightly knit that it only takes him 15 minutes from the time that he presses stop on his recorder to the episode being live. Now, that's a lot faster than I could manage. If you're saying you're doing it in 20 to 30 minutes, that's probably around about the same as I am. So I'm really impressed that, you've managed to get your workflow down to that shorter time.
Yeah, I mean, if I could do something, script it or whatever, I mean, that'd be a lot more easy, like uploading it and doing some sort of markdown language, which says auto then generate the post. Then I think it would definitely be a smaller, quicker time to do it.
So you say that... In fact, you've actually answered one of the questions I was going to ask you, was have you found it easier as you've gone along? And you've already kind of suggested that it has.
Definitely. And I noticed that one of the podcasts, I hadn't done it for a couple of days, and I was like going back to the stage. Whereas before, and I was talking to one of the guys at work, he had listened to the podcast, because I hadn't actually put it out there much to my friends, but on the November 11th episode, I wanted to get that out there. And one of my colleagues at work found it, and he's really into the podcast. I've actually got him into podcasting not actually talking on it, but like listening to it. And so he's always, every day he's like waiting to see what I've said in the morning. And he was saying that, yeah, you can definitely tell how I've improved from when I started at the start of the month to the end of the month, or up to the day where he's got to.
But I seem to remember when you first, I can't remember whether it was your pre-episode or whether it was your day one episode, you actually said that was one of your goals, was to use Napod Pomo, or the idea of podcasting short episodes on a regular basis, to improve your vocal delivery. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And people have, I was talking to John about it, and he said, yeah, it's definitely improved. It's just that I sometimes get, my mind wanders while I'm talking, kind of thing. Sometimes I need someone to bring me back to the conversation, and that's myself, really.
I'm going to ask you this. I asked Jonathan the same question, but I'm going to ask you this one as well. Do you listen to your own finished episodes? I know you say you listen to it as you're waiting for the final post-production to occur, but after the fact, like hours later, a day later, do you actually listen to the episode that you published?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's totally fair. I don't imagine that many people would do, but as I said before, it's something that I use for my own own quality control, just to see if I'm improving as an individual. Because I mean, you mentioned the erms and the ums, and I'm terrible for it. I really am, and I always have been. But I just done it there, you know. But I think it's something that you can only improve with time. And I don't know whether you listened. Are you listening to Jonathan's Napod Pomo episodes?
Yes, I am.
So he posted one, I think it was on the 18th of November, which spoke about public speaking and about the things you can do, the skills and tools you can apply to help improve how you deliver as part of your public speaking. And he posted about a book, which if I remember, I'll stick a link to in the show notes, about how to improve your presentation going forward. But like I said to him, presenting to human beings that you can physically see is so much different to podcasting, because in podcasting, you don't have those visual cues. You can't see whether what you're saying or what you're doing is actually having an impact on the people that you're, you know, apparently speaking to.
Yeah, definitely. Because like one of the reasons I started doing podcasting is to kind of get my flow of talking better. Because sometimes, like when I'm in a meeting with people, I haven't got a problem of getting out in front of people and speaking. It's just trying to getting what's out in my brain to come out of my mouth, really. And then another thing as well, it's not the same me saying, I say like a lot, or basically, if you ever noticed it, Kate would laugh and my wife would laugh at me, because I always say basically a lot in my podcast when she's listening to it back.
Just as an aside, because I had a little chuckle there, just as an aside, I'm not going to mention names because it's not fair, but we were working with some developer guys who were from Europe, and we used to do video conferences every morning as kind of like a stand-up to just get progress on where things were going. And this one chap, a lovely chap, he really was, but he was used to stand there, kind of looking at the floor, arms behind his back, and he was always start with his stand-up feedback with basically. And now, for some reason, we do that all the time at work. Anytime anybody says the word basically. I'm probably really cruel for actually saying that. Bless his cotton socks, but sorry, I had a little chuckle there. Okay, so if you had one thing, if you've learned one thing, you've got one takeaway from your experience of doing Napod Pomo, what would that be?
I'd say that I'd probably like to do it again, I think, and try and make an easier workflow to do it, to get it out quicker. I think I was at the start thinking, oh no, I'm not going to be able to do this. But I think it was when I first heard your day one, which kind of made it in my mind, like, yeah, actually all I need to do is speak for 10 minutes and then it's over, kind of thing. And that's kind of really what made me want to do it. So I think that's why I think it's actually been quite useful for myself to kind of say, making my flowing, talking better. And that's, I think that's why I want to do it again. Maybe not, maybe next year. And it probably wouldn't have been a lot easier this year if I hadn't have been dropped to doing it. I had to get past the exam this month at the right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's a shame that it's come up that way. But, you know, these things are, you know, considerably more important than having to get a small piece of audio out each day. And if the project, if the Napopoma project became even minutely like a chore, then I'm imagining you would have just abandoned it by this point. Because I certainly would have done. If I wasn't enjoying it, I would have stopped it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I quite like doing the ones where I've had the interviews is kind of the best ones I've kind of done so far. That's what I've enjoyed doing, just getting other people involved. And that's why I may be thinking of trying to maybe next year do more interviews, because I kind of like having the chat. And sometimes it feels for me, it's a bit odd just chatting into the microphone by myself.
How would you approach that? Would it just be two friends having a natter, or would it be technical? Would it be...
I think it would be both. I think, because surprise, how a couple of my friends wanted to be, I wanted to be on it. And I think I've got people you could kind of reach out to speak to.
So you actually had people asking to be on one of your shows?
Yeah, because when I did the one with Simon, and he used to be a kind of DJ at a local radio, he was well up for having a go, because I wanted to kind of record it. When we first wanted to record when we did the Game for Ale one, where we were in the pub, but we couldn't do it because there was just too many people, and he couldn't make it, and he was really disappointed that he couldn't be on my podcast, because I know that he used to be on a radio show, and that he wanted, and he asked me, when we went out for the meal, can we record a podcast? And that's why I just got my phone out and put it on the table and recorded it.
Oh, so it really was, you know, that spontaneous?
Yes, it was. And that's why I was a bit echoey, because I didn't have any equipment, nothing. I had no proper mic. That was literally just using the mic on the phone.
I've got to say, I think your best episode so far, and I've got to be careful here because we are currently pretending that it's the 28th of November, where actually it's not, it's still the 21st. Shh, don't tell anyone. But I think your best episode so far, and I think you might also be of the same opinion, was your conversation with Chris on the, I think it was your day 14.
Yes.
Your episode 14. Mm-hmm. Your conversation with Chris about his faith.
Yes.
And I found that really insightful. And I think even if I wasn't a person of faith myself, I would still find that incredibly insightful, because I love getting inside people's heads. Now, I know that sounds freaky, but I really, really like to know and understand how people think and how people, I suppose, the psychology of human interaction. So that episode for me, from your project thus far, is by far and away my favourite.
I'm hoping that I might be able to get Chris on for a second time, because I know he's always up for a chat. Mm. So it might be a bit technical, because obviously we won't be close, and he's not a techie person. But I'm hoping we could maybe use Skype or something to have a conversation.
That'd be good. And if it's something you could potentially do on a semi-regular basis with him, with others, then yeah, you could use that as part of the pipeline for, you know, whatever you do in the future with regard to solo podcasting.
Yes.
So I assume from that you will continue with the solo podcasting, or I would say solo, because it's not necessarily going to be on your own, but you know, your personal brand podcast.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not too sure. I think I'll keep the feed up and go. It's just see how busy and things go with, really, because I really want to start pushing the Admin podcast, because that's kind of my main kind of thing to do, is when I kind of get pushed up, because we're getting quite a good lot of numbers on that podcast now, and I want to keep that flowing, really, especially when we're moving stuff at work. It's definitely going to be the way I want to go, and definitely with a solo podcast, it's definitely, I think I'll definitely keep the feed going. I don't know how regularly, and always people always thinking if I have an idea for a podcast, and yes, just kind of like a bit like a vlog, really, where you can just kind of chat and just tell how my life's going, really. I think I'm going to keep going.
Good. One more question, really. I suppose, have you been surprised by how well your attempt at Napopoma has actually been received?
Yes. I haven't really published it. I was a bit frightened of publishing it. I'm guessing it's just getting people interacting with you, really. I mean, we've got you and Jonathan, and other people who've kind of found out about it. But I'm guessing that maybe next time I will try and actually try and push it out a bit more to kind of get more people interested in it and get and trying to get the downloads a bit more better. But I've definitely been really enjoyed doing it, and I'm guessing it's somewhat kind of be a bit disheartening if no one kind of replies or anything. But then again, if you don't kind of promote it, how do people find out about it really?
Well, people have found out about it.
I've had the feedback, yeah, so it's good.
Has the response or the interaction from an individual surprised you? There's somebody you wouldn't have expected to have responded to you?
Not really, no. I've only had the people I know who've been listening to it. I'm surprised my friend Kev from work was surprised to listen to it, and he's quite into it. So yes, a little bit.
Yeah, it is quite interesting, and I suppose to some extent quite scary how people actually do manage to get hold of things that you may or may not publish. I mean, I've been publishing every one of my episodes on social media. I think there was one instance I missed it, but I've had a couple of business meetings over the last week or two, and someone said, "Oh, by the way, I listened to your podcast today." I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit scary at times. Anyway, thank you very much indeed. I really appreciate you coming on and talking to me and sharing your experiences. Really give you an opportunity to plug any websites or podcasts that you may know
you'd like to mention.
Yeah, I wonder what podcast.
No, just the appandappenpodcast.co.uk is a podcast which I do with John and Jerry, and obviously you produce, so... Yeah. So...
Yeah, well, we'll stick a link into the show notes. Who's the audience for that podcast, would you say?
It's more for people, sysadmins, anyone interested in IT, really. It's... I mean, I've had people listen to it. Kate, my wife, said, I use it to go to sleep with, so...
Maybe you should keep that information to yourself.
Yeah, if you're not interested in technology, then. But no, we're getting more and more people, and it's surprising how many downloads we actually are getting now. So yeah, I'm really impressed how in the last 6 months how we've kind of doubled our numbers, and how obviously using your audio production has been really good. So thank you very much for doing that.
No, don't worry about it. It's been an incredible challenge, particularly the episode that we did. Actually, I think you recorded it at the back end of September, early October, and I've only just got around to finishing it. It was interesting. As jigsaw pieces go, it was probably one of my more challenging ones.
Yes.
But actually, the end result of it, when it came out at the end and I saw the finished article and listened to it in various places, I thought, you know what, that is a pretty damn decent episode. Yeah. So I'm really pleased with it. And I'm glad of the opportunity to use the skills I've got to be able to produce something like that.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I'm really surprised how it came out. I was listening to it in the car and the interview we did with a lady, VM Brewster, it's definitely a lot better than other podcasts I've heard with it, where the interview, I was going to get going up, but the interview really flows really well.
Right, so I think that's it. Well, thank you very much indeed again, Al. It's been great having you on. Hopefully, if my podcasting personal feed thing carries on, then I might get you on again, if that's okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. I will.
And thank you, as always, to you, dear listener. We'll be back tomorrow on Thursday for day 29. We're almost at the end of it. And don't forget, actually, that the day after, on the 30th, I will actually be recording the episode from my 24-hour pool marathon at work, because I won't have gone home between the 29th and the 30th of November. So listen out for that one, because that one might be incredibly interesting indeed. But thank you very much indeed for listening. Please do join me tomorrow if you can. Ta-da.
Bye-bye.